Yeah, I like that. It's the first time. Alrighty, we'll call the meeting to order then at 6:02. Well, now we don't have a quorum, so.
You just took a call.
That doesn't help us then. How are finals? Have you taken any yet?
Not yet, next week.
Next week?
How about you?
No. No. No, I'm not in school right now, so I don't
have. Oh, really?
Finals. Yeah. I got tests from Ford.
What's that?
I got to take tests from Ford, and those, like, are the worst. I mean, they're
just. Problem on my car.
Oh, okay.
But the new Ford Explorers, guys, the Platinums, they have massaging seats now.
Oh,
that is crazy.
Wow.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah.
And they have.
Fall asleep at the wheel, yeah.
It's like a 12.9 inch screen or something in there, and it's like.
Wow.
It's huge. And they say it's supposed to reduce driver distraction, but I'm not sure.
Right?
Okay.
Well, you almost had your chance.
Yeah. Well, I called it to order. And then he left, so then we didn't have a quorum.
And now you do.
And now we do.
So let's roll.
It's your show now.
Just go. Sorry, I was late, ladies. You know, I noticed there's no guys at work in your department.
BJ. BJ. We do have our horticulture.
When do we ever see them?
It's the winter.
Hibernation.
I think he was here when you weren't here, maybe. He has been here before.
Likely so, right?
Yes.
Thank you, man. This is.
Yes, he's on the docket to present. To present,
as
so
as
you'll get
he's
on the docket. Yeah.
All right, we'll roll as he's going. Certification of compliance with Wisconsin Open Meetings Law.
Yes.
And number two, feature program, the communication puzzle.
Okay, that will be me. I want to do an activity that, it's an activity that I do with students. I've done it with the 4-H program as well as with the Youth as Resources program. So it's to get students to thinking about teamwork and the way they communicate. So what I want to do is put you all on two teams, and we want to split everybody up. So we want some of the committee members with some of the extension members, and we want the two youth also on separate teams. So do we need to count off, or can we just get in groups?
We better
are
count
we getting
off.
Into groups like right now?
Yes.
You need a pen.
No, you don't need anything.
Okay. So two committee members, yeah, you split up.
Nice. You're the okay, I was hoping so.
Is that one team? This will be the second team.
Okay. Do we have even numbers?
Pretty much so. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, excited over
that. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I have a couple puzzles, and you guys want to just pick out a puzzle.
This one.
Okay.
Superhero.
Yeah, you guys want to pick out a puzzle?
Pick the goal.
Sure.
Yeah,
this one looks fun.
Okay. And so what you're going
to. You gotta be your own
superhero. 24
pieces.
So, so as a group, what you have to do is one person is going to be blindfolded. That person. No, we're that's my team.
Okay, and the blindfold. And the blindfold. Let's.
I think you're.
Yeah. Let's do what?
Whoops. So, one person is going to be blindfolded, and that person who is blindfolded is actually going to be the one putting the puzzle together.
Based on the
while
instructions provided from
yes.
The
unless you yes.
Blindfolded, did you?
So. Once you decide who's going to be blindfolded,
I've got a fire to
oh, what you can do is turn all the puzzle pieces over, and once you turn them over, you can't touch them anymore.
And do I turn them over? They turn.
They can turn them over.
Should I already be blindfolded?
Yes.
Or am I getting ahead of the curve?
You should already be blindfolded.
You're always ahead of the curve.
Okay.
Where am I puzzle?
Okay, so make sure the puzzle pieces are in front of the person who is putting it together.
Are they all the same amount of pieces?
Yep, they're both 24 pieces.
So what are we doing?
So what you're going to, first of all, there's two rules.
Can we stretch this out till about 6:59? That'd be awesome.
So you the person who is putting the puzzle together cannot be touched, like you can't move their hand or anything. You can only give them instructions. So you can't touch them at all and say, you know, let me move your hand over here or anything. You can only give them instruction, and that's it. Okay, does everybody have that? Okay. So usually this will, I could give about 15. Okay, hold on. Usually I would give about 15 minutes or so, but because of time, I'm only going to give 10.
No, let's do 15.
15 will be okay? Nope. You can't organize anything. But we'll give you 15 minutes. So you all have to give instructions on for your partner who is blindfolded to put the puzzle together.
Grab a piece and we'll tell you if it has an edge.
We want to start with corners?
Yeah, start with corners. So like your life, don't reach out there because it's too close. Remember, that's very big deal.
That is the outside.
Yeah, grab one piece at a time and we'll separate
the two. That's probably part of the ashway. Okay, that's okay. Pull it away from you a little bit.
That's an edge. Yep. Not
all right,
edge.
Now, if there's another corner to edge. Put the last piece on the upper right-hand corner, up a little bit further, and then up a little bit further, and there's, now that is another corner, that looks like it's the upper left, right? Correct, okay, so we want to make a move for that, good.
I don't know how wide it is.
You're okay, well, we'll figure it out as we get there, yeah.
This one is not edge,
correct. Now, there's a corner piece to your right bottom.
Edge.
Right there, yeah. Okay, I don't know, is that far left? Far lower? Okay, far left, lower. So. Yeah, it looks like it's like that. Yep.
Edge.
Okay, and then, I can't see the other.
Can you kind of level
yeah.
Corner.
There's nothing else.
Sorry, just put those in the middle.
Piece that will go right into there. That's going to go right in. So.
To your right now.
Not
edge. To your right?
Yeah.
That went up.
We got more corner edges in it.
And
that
one there goes to the
corner.
Upper right one that you just
went
upper right.
Okay, yeah, go to your left.
Those two are edges.
Yeah, well, we'll find it's probably.
There's one more.
I think it's under the edge.
That's not edge.
Okay. And then the other corner is in your left hand. Just lift up with your left hand. It's okay. Go down.
And that's going to be your bottom right corner. Turn it
on the left side.
On the left side.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that
like
one.
That.
No, yeah, we're back to your left hand.
This, okay. Yeah, wait, go to the left hand.
There you go. Pull that piece. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that should be the lower one. Yeah. Okay.
And do it as your right top. Yep, just like that. Yep.
Okay, so.
So that one.
And now I'm just picking one.
Okay, so
go up two pieces on your right hand.
That's a bottom piece.
And then the next one.
Oh, no, back down. Just a little bit.
There.
Yeah, but just like that. That'll go on the bottom right. Yeah, like bottom right.
Now, yep.
There you go. You got it.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Oh, are you seeing something?
He's so bummed.
I'm going to
have a blindfold over there.
Looks like that goes into the top.
It's on the bottom.
I would say, yeah, bottom.
Going from right to left.
Perfect.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. And then now connect your
those
two go together.
Yeah, they should. There we go. I think it just came off. It's because it's got a one piece in there.
A little so higher.
Okay. What's the next one? Looks like this piece here. So yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Back to the left a little bit. There you go. And that's going to go into one piece.
Oh, the other one's kind of just trying to.
Yeah, I know. I got to get that back joint
table. Let's see. Yep.
Yeah,
looks right.
Is that, did it drop or no?
Twist it a little bit. Pick it up and put it in. Yeah.
About 15 degrees off.
This way?
Take your right hand up.
Put it a little more down. Right there.
Right.
Yep. Down. Yes. Pick that piece up. Good job. And move it just up or to the side.
Okay.
We're not putting that one in.
Yeah.
Just the one that's on your side.
That might fit on what you already have.
No, this one does.
So stick your hand on the table and just kind of push your
arm. Here we go.
Push
everything.
Push everything.
Yeah, there you go.
Get all the pieces out of your way.
Okay. To your left.
Yes.
Right on.
Okay.
Counterclockwise.
Left hand.
Wait,
counterclockwise.
The other
clockwise.
That's the piece that just goes into the arm that you did, but you're going to have to move some parts out of the way. Yeah, or move that to the right a little bit. That's okay.
Where's Vicky? These puzzles
watching them
laughing her ass off. I could just. This better not show up on some.
Yeah, where are the photos, right? Where are the
if this shows on the county YouTube page, how can I do it?
We're going to have this piece gets turned like,
This is like watching a special.
Okay, and now your top corner up here. Yep, perfect. You're going to connect that
down.
To
yep.
And
I think
connect
that one,
one
yeah.
More.
There's one.
Yep, it's right on top.
Right. Further up. That's going to connect what you just put in.
Feel the straight edge.
Okay, left hand out to the left a little bit, down.
Like,
oh, sorry.
Oh, down.
Go one more up there.
That one's going to go back.
I think that's the one.
So now where you were trying.
Left hand's fine. Right. There.
Connect to your bottom line.
Then I think it's the directly to your knees.
Yep,
that's going to fill it in. And we got I don't think so.
No, we're good.
Can you catch this piece? Left hand. A little to your left.
That's right.
Oh, just a little bit. Okay, yep, that one. Feel your top left
that's
corner.
That's going to go connect to your corner.
Left corner.
Left corner.
It's going to go. It's going to go.
That corner and the masterpiece.
There you go.
Right where your thumbs are. Right there.
Well,
I believe.
Up higher. Up higher. Yes.
Masterpiece. There you go.
Yeah, it's
going
to go.
Two pieces over and connect
them.
Nice.
Okay.
Actually, so close.
I know. There, you got it.
Oh, Courtney.
Isn't it frustrating watching somebody do this? And you go, just like, stop me!
Here, so lift your left hand.
Yeah, I know.
But and it's amazing
how, you know, like
down,
down.
But I mean, you see, top lift
just,
up,
oh, if I could just reach
right.
It.
Right.
I know, man. I'm
okay,
the same
the
way.
Okay, the piece, right, on your
5 minutes.
Left hand again.
Yep, with
five
to your right, one to your right. Yep, that one's
just
going to
fit.
Yep,
pick that one up.
It's going to go on and
turn it
just put
it
on. But you got to turn it hard.
Yep,
and connect it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Goes up a little
down.
Bit.
Perfect.
A little bit more.
Good.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay,
it's
fine.
It's fine.
All
right.
Let's get another piece from your pile.
The next one is going to be this piece. It looks like it's his mouth.
That
so
is
straight
your
down.
Bottom
lower.
Yeah.
It's going to go in when you just add
it out
next piece down.
Get a little
to the left.
Head is on the side. If you want to orient it towards the edge.
Is it with this little connector?
So
twist it
you might
want to
up at the edge of the puzzle,
angle.
Right
there's
on the ledge, there's a ledge on
yeah.
The edge of the table,
okay.
The bottom, gently.
This is kind of
hard to touch.
Yeah, don't
move
it. Okay. If it came you guys go ahead and
oh, yeah.
Put it back
okay.
Together.
Okay.
That's it, but you can't do anything else.
Okay. Oh, these are
those pieces back
okay.
Together.
Just,
now
turn it, yeah, just like that, and go straight
okay.
Down.
Okay.
Down.
Okay.
Down.
Okay. All right, do that.
Okay,
then
there you go.
And
that's
cool.
Yep. Two more edges, and then
we're
rolling.
Sure.
Yep.
Right side
down. There
you go. There's
take
one.
Take your grab with your left hand the left corner of the puzzle.
Yeah,
pull it back a little bit. There it is. It's just broken off, so we got to put it back together.
Yep.
All right,
I bet you this one was on the top there.
Okay, now the piece you just set down. Yeah,
so put your left hand down there.
Your edge.
A little
up,
to your
up,
right.
Up.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Going to go on the top open space.
Turn it 180, I think, though.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, okay. We only have three pieces.
Straight
down.
Really
happy.
One more corner.
It doesn't really matter which one picks up.
3 minutes.
Turn it 180 to your left. There you go.
Oh,
sorry.
Left
90 degrees. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. My mistake.
Yep. Slide over.
Okay. Left.
And now you rotate it.
Down
a little more.
Right,
there.
Yeah, those are like.
Keep
going clockwise.
Okay.
One notch.
There you go.
All right.
It's already done. You can take your blindfold. It was, you have.
Is this?
Oh,
so are we done?
That's what I'm talking
yeah.
About.
Yeah, you can
take
your
blindfold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah. So typically, after this, I'll have a conversation with students or with youth regarding, you know, what I'll ask you all guys. What worked best for you in this situation?
We had the youngest person who was good at taking instructions.
Okay. What was one thing that you guys can think that worked well?
That was not a slam at you, Mike.
I think Madeline.
Casey.
I'm sorry, Casey. I don't know why. I Casey had good strategies right away of working on the corner pieces. So that was critical. And then we picked up on her cues and
I'm
we used consistent language.
Okay. And that's something that's important. And that's one of the things that we try to get
consistent language. Yep.
When you're working together in a group. And for the people who had blindfold, what worked best from your group?
I think directing my hand and then we started using like degree measurements for how much I should. It really helps.
Okay.
Other than that, like we had like consistent, you
you know, terms that we were using to describe what I needed to do to get it to manipulate to happen easily.
Okay. Over here?
No, yeah, just did it counterclockwise, right, left. It just, it kept coming apart on us.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Okay. And what was the biggest struggle for each group?
We didn't have any struggles. Yeah, we were very efficient at
just getting a piece of the wall line, the fine movement that it would take to just to line them up and then put them together. And then as soon as that picked my head up, it popped apart again. So.
Okay.
And then once you said, oh, you can keep putting them back there, well, then that helped a little bit. But.
Okay. I think one of the things that we were, I think, without saying anything about, really cognizant of the fact that too many people give instructions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once somebody started, we let them do the instruction.
Yeah.
And that was, I backed off. I know everyone else did.
Yeah, I like it. I try to say, yep, you're getting it. Good job. Right, to be
so
positive.
Right. So one kind of taking on a different role within your group of one person. Being a cheerleader versus one person giving instruction.
No, because
and that's a lot of frustration that most students feel right away is, I've actually had a student say, it's too many people talking to me. So they get lost. So really quick, like I said, that was something that I've done with Youth as Resources as well as the 4-H program. So
that's a great
tool. Thank you. Okay. Make someone can he keep his super fuzzle?
Oh. As a souvenir. We're gonna have it
I can't say youth and governance anymore.
Mike, you running the show now?
No, go ahead.
Number 3, UW Extension Educator Program Updates.
Okay. I'll start? Sure. So yeah, things have been busy. This is kind of the beginning of the craziness of winter that is programming for farmers, and they are less busy. Though this season, a lot of farmers are out in the fields this week, which is crazy and unheard of. But anyway, we did manage to draw some of them today to some producer meetings that we host. Anytime there's updates to the Farm Bill price and revenue support programs, we like to get the word out to farmers and kind of try to advise them on their best options for their farm. So we had 2 meetings today up in Burlington, and then I also gave a presentation on the increase that we're seeing in mycotoxin levels, which are toxins that are byproducts of fungi that tend to thrive in the wet conditions that we've had in the past years. So throughout the state, elevators are seeing a real uptick in those levels, and some farmers have been, you know, had their crops completely rejected. So trying to figure out, you know, what can they do with them if they do have contaminated corn, and then, you know, looking forward because we're seeing predictions of high moisture, you know, into the future. How can they address and prevent these issues? Because we're seeing with weeds, disease, all sorts of things, problems that have never been issues before are now, like in the last, you know, 5 years, just everything's coming to a head. So, yeah, so that was good, and we're learning a lot about, you know, those prevention methods with our UW specialists. So it's been interesting just to kind of learn along with farmers as they try to address these issues. Tomorrow I will be up at Wisconsin Dells for a statewide conference that I've been on the planning committee for, which is on focusing on farm diversification. So trying to inspire farmers to think of different ways that they can diversify in order to kind of thrive in the next, you know, 10, 20, 100 years, seeing as the way the dairy markets and commodity crop markets are going. You know, they're going to have to start getting creative if they want to make sure their business thrives. So those are the big things just in my immediate future, but also planning a farm succession workshop in January. And then February is kind of, I'll be working on produce safety workshops around the state, pesticide applicator training, youth training for insurance, so things are going to be busy, but it's all good.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do all of the different cover, I won't call them cover crops, instead of growing the corn or whatever,
yeah.
put in those mixed
right.
you know, greens,
yep.
if you will.
Yep.
Does that help reduce those problems that you were talking about before, since it is a different?
It can. I mean, with a lot of disease and pest issues, diversity is the key
yeah.
to kind of breaking some of those
right,
cycles. So a lot of what we're trying to do with like our the Watershed Protection Committee that operates in this area is trying to get farmers to kind of think along those lines of the fact that, you know, planting cover crops for a year can help kind of break up some of those cycles. So yeah, along with, you know, with that, it's, you know, preventing erosion, it's
right.
serving a lot of other purposes. And the interesting thing this year is a lot of farmers had their first experience with cover crops because of all the preventive
I've never
planting.
Seen it before.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy that's around, you know, usually it's a couple of guys that did it on a large scale because we
right.
had a lot of producers that had 100% prevent plants. So, so yeah, it'll be interesting. We're trying to invite a few of those guys to the producer meeting in February just to see what their experiences were and try to kind of get, you know, some first timers on board, because it is, I mean, it's a huge, you know, managerial change to an operation. So,
and then I know some farmers, or at least one farm for sure, that's going to convert to hemp.
Yeah.
Is that still, that's pretty fairly new compared to, it used to be all over
sure,
decades
yeah.
ago, but now. So is there new information out there about
yeah,
that that's still being developed?
Wisconsin is just starting to get their research program up and running. I mean,
yeah.
I think that was the thing. It was, you know, it was legalized in the state before there was infrastructure to actually support the growers,
yeah.
and that goes from the research end to the processing end. I mean, there's not enough processors to handle all the hemp that was grown this year, so a lot of growers, you know, trying to find a home for stuff. They've still got stuff drying in their sheds. So, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of movement on both ends, trying to make sure that, you know, we have varieties trialed to, you know, inform growers of what the best ones are for Wisconsin. Another issue this year was that a lot of crops tested high for THC content, which then, you know, makes it pretty much
right.
illegal for transport or anything. So
right.
Trying to figure out what varieties are going to consistently kind of stay below those thresholds. And
so they look at like a CBD oil would have a certain barrel that's different than like clothing out there or something like that.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, there's different varieties that
yeah.
serve the, you know, the fiber industry, the grain industry,
okay.
and then the CBD
okay.
is.
So that's basically the farmer needs to educate themselves on whom they're growing it for, or
yep.
be contacted by somebody says, here's a variety that we want to buy from.
Right.
Buy this. Okay.
Right. Kind of doing their homework, but yeah. Even so, I mean, a lot of growers never had contracts this year, just because the processors weren't able to commit to much because they
right.
weren't sure what they were going to have. And yeah, so I think as the industry evolves, it'll
okay.
those little challenges will get evened out. But
did the hemp crop do well in the high moisture year that we had?
I did hear of a lot of disease issues,
so
pest issues, but I mean, overall I heard it was a decent year for the crop in terms
now,
of
have you been to one of the drying sheds or areas they're trying to dry hemp in?
I haven't ever been in one. I've heard of people using all sorts of different.
I was just
know,
curious.
Some people are doing it in their garage. Some people are doing it.
I got some constituents that
yeah.
have big concerns over the smell. No,
yes.
usually
I've heard a little bit about that.
You know, well, marijuana in general just has a
yeah.
pungent smell
yeah.
to it, and that's a huge concern. I just didn't. I've not been to a large scale drying operation, so I don't know if it's true.
Well,
it's just one of those wives.
It smells when it's growing.
Yeah. Okay.
It
smells. I mean,
you can,
if
you can smell it. When
you
it's
can
growing.
Definitely tell when you're in proximity to it. So.
Okay.
But you know what? I tell people, would you rather have, you know, some guy spread manure out there? You know, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of right to farm precedent that's gonna. People have issues with the smell. I don't know what grounds they have.
With the corn harvest, I would think it was fairly high, even when they were harvesting, in moisture content. I know that that's a problem. Not necessarily for, you know, pest issues or fungus or whatever it may be. But they're usually able to put it in silos and dry, you know, for an extended period of time. But when you're just getting out of the field now, because it's, I just saw the harvesting last week.
I agree.
It's remarkable
how
wet it's been. Are they able to salvage some of their...
Yeah, I mean, the quality, I think, this year is, you know, has really been degraded. The longer it sits out there, it's not. And then, drying expenses are, you know, that's been a big deal this year. So, but yeah, it's mostly drying it for storage, so it doesn't kind of form molds and things like that, so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'll go next. Food-wise, been very busy as usual. Some of the exciting things going on right now in Kenosha County, we just completed the Head Start in Westosha. So for the little ones and their parents, we have some great evaluation data I can share from parents, which is really exciting. When parents are noticing changes in their kiddos, we feel like we're doing a good job. Ongoing education here currently is with Grants 4K, Shalom Center and Pantry, Sharing Center, Bridges, four elementary schools, Frank, Epsola, Vernon, and Brass. And then we have two parent groups going currently, one at Prevention Services Network through the Kenosha County group at the Job Center, and then we're doing another group at Grace Lutheran Church in Twin Lakes, so that's exciting. We're getting west of the eye a little bit. We just had our sort of year-end report because we work on the federal fiscal year, so I was just sharing numbers with our state coordinator, and we had great numbers in spite of a kind of a significant budget reduction, particularly in one funding stream. We had a 27% budget cut for our area program, yet our numbers were very close to last year. So overall learners in two programs, 7,284, down just a little bit from 7,500 last year. So not too bad of a hit, considering that budget reduction. And I attribute that to just the strength of our team. We have veteran educators who are really involved and very well connected in the community. And when there's a shift in partners or in their capacity to work with us, they know someone else. We can get someone else going right away because of the strengths of our team. So that was very exciting. We often do series with those learners. So although we reach 7,000 learners, the number of times we're teaching total are 21,000. So that means our average is 3-something times per learner. What else is happening? In our sort of our policy systems and environment world, we're working on a few different connections right now. We wrapped up the year with trying to make some headway with smarter lunchrooms. We really need to work and continue to work on connections with KUSD and some of the schools in Kenosha. We're pretty well ingrained in Racine, but we just need to see some more players at the community tables, so that's a focus for us. And then we want to work with their schools to do our smarter lunchroom, which is working on the quality and then changing things up so kids are making healthier choices. We did that work mainly in Racine. We did a couple of volunteer food trainings for volunteers at food pantries this past year. We did one at the Sharing Center, and then we did one at Journey Church, and that is under the umbrella of One Hope Food Pantry. And then we're also working on increasing food access east of 31. As you all know, some grocery stores have closed, and it's a really not a good area for food access when you're talking about healthy foods. So we have a couple things going on the Hunger Prevention Council through Kenosha County, and on the CHIP, so that means a Community Health Improvement Program, which is run by the County Health Department. We're on that coalition too to identify some strategies to improve food access. So hopefully we'll see a mobile market rolling out, which is going to be very exciting. That is a truck that brings only dairy, fresh produce, and meat. So there's no junk food available. It rolls up in designated spots. We market it to all of our learners and partners, and then it takes credits, debit, or food share on the card, food stamps. No cash, so it's awesome because no matter which neighborhood they pull up in, nobody has to worry about that sort of a thing. Working very well in Milwaukee and Racine currently, so we hope to see that roll out in January, and I'll send out invitations if that becomes a thing. I'm pretty sure it will at this point.
Who's doing that?
So that is through Hunger Task Force started it, and I'm not sure which store is on board for Kenosha County. I know we had Pick and Save host a truck unit in Racine County, and then their Piggly Wiggly, Malecki's Piggly Wiggly from Racine sort of took over. So I'm not sure who the vendor is at this point in Kenosha County. I know it's already in process. But I'll find out more, and that'll be their logos all over the flyer, clearly. So that's really exciting, because if we can bring the food to them, and then it reduces, you know, what they're normally accessing, what folks are normally accessing at those little corner stores, is really not nutritious at all, right? It's not helpful in the long term. And then downstream, we see astronomical healthcare costs on population levels because of this is largely due to what's available for people's choices, right? So we want to address that, and that is looking good. Overall, I think that's about it. Just the usual busy time of year as we're back in schools, and then we see a little lull, of course, around the holidays, and then back at it full force in January.
And in Kenosha, it's because the east of 31, there's been grocery stores that have been closing down east of 31.
Yes, so one of the most recent ones was the Pick and Save in by Brass Community School in Uptown Village. Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big loss because that area was already considered, I don't like the term food desert. It's really not accurate, but it's called a low access area. Well,
does that have to do with the fact that they can't put big box stores in the east of 31 in the city of Kenosha?
You know, I'm not sure.
They had to change that. It
okay.
used to be that way. So.
Okay,
but
I'm
again,
not sure.
Festival Foods wouldn't be considered big box if you're talking about like Walmart and Menards.
Right.
Those types.
The biggest thing, so like, that abuts my district, or it did at one point. It was right outside of my district, and it's just... I mean, there's a lot of crime in that
it's
area.
It's a rough area.
Yeah, and the business was down. It was somewhere like where it was, it's got to be very close, very similar, like where Festival Foods is on 80th to where I live. I mean, you could put Festival on 31, and I would rather go to Festival on 31 than I would the Pick and Save that's in the area just because of the kind of the neighborhood, things like that. I mean, the TCF Bank, I'm not even sure if they're still open there. They were getting robbed all the time. It was just...
So this is basically taking what people have for that live in the area. They may have some sort of aid that they can just go in there without cash, just their regular aid, like they could go to any other grocery store.
Correct.
And still be competitively purchased.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, the deal in Racine is 25% off grocery store prices.
Okay.
And because they only have fresh meats and produce and dairy,
it
all qualifies for their food share benefit. So for us, this is like a super win-win-win scenario, and hopefully it can become a big thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. For youth and governance, I'm looking to schedule a meeting as a collective group, hopefully in January with all members like I did last year. In an effort to increase nominations, because nominations were down last year, I have started reaching out to the local high school social studies teachers to hopefully be able to connect with them to allow me to either come in and speak with them or just sharing information about the program. So hopefully we will have more nominations from each of the schools for the next year. Also for youth as resources, there's been two grant cycles. There was one in October and one in November. And so far they've awarded 6 grants for a total of $1,870 total for those 2 grant cycles. So we're excited about that. Tonight, the board is volunteering at the ELCA Christmas party, something they do every year for their winter service project. For 4-H, I've worked with Beth to facilitate the 4-H officer training as well as the VIP training. We did that last month. So, and also, there's some YIG and YAR members who are working on the youth subcommittee for the 2020 census. So I've been working with them to hopefully, because Kenosha is really looking to make sure that everyone in the city and county is counted. So I'm working with that group as well. I met with a representative from KUSD last week regarding the African American Youth Initiative that they have going, and I'll be working with them in some capacity. It's still kind of in its early stages, so we'll be working out some details regarding that as well. The Kenosha County Career Pathways Program, we're looking to start with that program hopefully in January with Wilmot and Bradford. There was some modification made. Actually, Wilmot is looking to, actually, they're going to be incorporating the program right into their curriculum for a class that they have, so we're really excited about that.
What was that for?
Well, Kenosha County Career Pathways Program. Okay. It's a new program. Yep. And this is where youth, there'll be youth from Bradford pilot right now. Youth from Bradford and Wilmot will be going to 8 different county departments, and they'll be talking to whoever the presenter is of the supervisor for that department regarding their job and the, you know, things like that. So, and it's really about helping it to retain some of the talent here in the city and county of Kenosha. So. On Friday of last week, I had our first session with the Brass Scholars Pre-College and Career Exploration Program. Really excited about that, working with 5th graders there. And they actually did a vision board. So, and I got an email last night that students are still talking about it. So it was kind of, it was, you know, rewarding to hear that. So,
do you want to?
I was just going to ask, you said social studies teachers are who you're going to be focusing
on? Yeah.
Who were you focusing on before for youth governance?
Well, I actually had an email blast that I sent out just to names that I had before. So I didn't know all, you know, all the individuals. It was just names I had. But I actually went on the school's website and looked at the social studies teachers.
What about the counselors?
I didn't do the counselors yet.
I would also go go with them, too, I believe.
Okay.
Because they talk to a lot of these kids. Probably talk to your counselors before, tell them things you're interested in.
Okay.
They may be able to also bring up something like that.
Well, we already we already do that, correct?
Yeah, we have. Well, I have a, like I said, it was a prior, that I just, and I know there was some of the people that I'm emailing to now. I just remember seeing some of the email addresses, so it probably is going to be duplicated a little bit. But yeah, I'm sure some of the counselors are already getting it.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
When's that deadline?
It's in last year we didn't start until taking nominations till January, but this year I'm looking to start taking them as soon as possible because I really because we want to get a a good pool of students nominated. So
do you have other suggestions for recruitment?
We have an assistant principal who's relatively hands-on. His name, do you want his name?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, and then I'm not even going to try it. His last name, Mark, just put J, so I can give you his email.
Mark J!
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
it's Christian Life, right? Christian Life?
Yeah,
yep.
Christian Life.
Also for our school, Seth and I are both officers for a government club that we started this year, and so I'm sure we'd both be willing to, like, give an informational thing to our club because that's where a lot of the students who want to participate.
Are you focusing more on people who would be nominated from, like, teachers?
Yeah.
And less so people who would come to you?
Yeah, more or less nominate. Gotcha. We're looking for nominations.
And is there a reason that you would focus more on social studies? I mean, I can understand why.
Well, we're open. It's open to anyone, but I was trying to target some of those teachers because it might be students who are really interested. Yeah.
Sure.
So I was just trying to target to make sure that I got it out to them. Okay. And you'll email me his
name? Yes.
Okay.
Something that might be helpful too is when we get those emails, I forward them to the people that I know in RUSD. Well, I live in Racine, so in RUSD or KUSD from those that I've worked with, just in case.
And sometimes there's duplication, but sometimes that's awesome because a person might need to see something a couple times and be like, oh yeah, I saw that. I meant to, you know, call up so-and-so and talk to him or her about it. So just keeping that spreading the word, I think, is very important.
And like you said, the informational meeting would be good because we like heard about it, but I didn't know what it was until Mackie Van Dixhorn told me about it. And so like
when
you hear from someone, it makes it more like real.
Okay.
That it's a thing.
Okay.
Vicki, feel free to send that to Joe Patente.
Okay.
And I mean, just black and white in the email, say, you know, the committee asked that you put this on the social media.
I think he usually gets it, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, sure. He's on the list.
Too. Yeah, he's on our email listserv. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right, number four, UW Extension Director updates.
All right. So just before the meeting, I sent you an email with all the upcoming or current upcoming programs. So for the staff that aren't here, you have a sense of what's going on. And if there's anything that you're interested in, feel free to connect with me or them, and they'll give you more of the details on how to either observe or participate in the program. Big focus of our office. We have a lot of boxes and bins, and we're ready. Well, sort of, to move across the hall. It looks like after the first of the year, hopefully they'll be ready for us to come across. So that's going through a lot of stuff and downsizing, getting rid of things that we didn't, many of us know even existed. So it's a good team building exercise, and we're looking forward to connecting more with the planners across the hall, so we will diversify each other's staff. Yes, you're right. We mainly have female, and they mainly have male. So, So we're diversifying there.
We talked about the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch. That's kind of like it. Yeah,
we're gonna do the pictures like that. We could. Bev and Andy in the middle.
Yeah, I just was thinking Andy was talking about it today. So,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Beth Sorcy is going on leave. She's obviously very pregnant. So we haven't heard that hopefully at the end of the month. But so she will be out through, I think, March. We're coming back the end of March. So staff have helped out with certain events. Lee's going to be an expert on Pinewood Derby car racing.
Expert seems.
By the time you're done, which is listed.
You have credentials on. You're automatic.
Yeah. So.
Oh God.
Been stepping up to help with that. Terry, do you want to mention the nutrition educator position that's posted?
Yes, and that closes Saturday. So, unfortunately, we're losing Cindy Armstrong, our teaching coordinator, to retirement. So, she has agreed to stay on, sort of drag this out. We're in the process of, we will be next week, right, screening and preliminary interviews and then finals, and our hopeful start date is February 1st. So that position is posted to the UW site, and we're looking forward to bringing on a new team member.
And then staff will be working on their quarterly reports the end of the year, so you'll get those in January. I was at UW Parkside today. We were talking with the Chancellor and Peggy James and others, just looking at our work that we've been doing in correctional facilities, especially focused around children of incarcerated parents and how to connect with whether it's a service learning project and. So Pam Wedekirsch is an educator that works mainly in Racine County, and then Mary Menton is the health and well-being educator here. And so there's expertise that, so long as it's reciprocal and that each county is benefiting similarly, then they can, so we're bringing Pam's expertise. So for example, the project that she's working on right now was Brass Community School that asked to see if this, it's called Tell a Story. And this particular one is where at the detention center, the parent who's incarcerated would have a bin of books and toys, and then the matching bin of books and toys would be at the Brass Community Center, and then they would be connecting with a kind of like FaceTime, but via video, And so it's an opportunity to stay connected with their child, for the child to stay connected with their parent, but then also they can read together because they each would have the same books, the same things to interact around. So it helps make the visitor go better too, because they have things to, besides just talking on the phone. So we're working on piloting it, trying to sort out, because we have to, with the video, the video, we have to go through the company that the county works through and try to sort out how to cover some of those costs. And so we're going to try a 3-month pilot, it sounds like. And so we'll have more to share later. But looking at that, along with some of the other projects that we're doing to get support from UW Parkside and also provide opportunities for students there to be engaged in some of this work. So stay tuned. We're innovating, trying out different things. This is actually a program, I believe, out of New York City that they let us use the name, and it's taking place already up in Bayfield, and so now we're going to replicate it down here. So that's all I have, unless there's any other questions.
When is, Vicki, our next youth and governance attendance update?
I'm working on that now. Okay. So the next meeting I'll have that attendance sheet for you all.
Okay.
Do you have a sense of...
I know right now there's maybe 2 students that are not meeting that 60% threshold.
Do you know which committees? Or?
Human resource.
Human
human services, I'm sorry.
That's a human resource.
It's human services. Yeah.
Not this committee. I know.
No, we're here.
These two units are stellar. Any other committee?
No, that's the one.
That's the one. Because I didn't, we need to get with the mentor also and mm-hmm. make sure that we kind of keep track of what's going on.
Yeah. Cough, gave noodle, cough.
What was that?
I said cough, gave noodle, cough.
Who's the mentor on that one?
Gabe.
It's Gabe, yeah.
On human services?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think
and
he has been involved.
Yeah,
in, with,
I have been in contact with him.
Yeah. You don't have to
Aaron.
Defend him, Vicki.
Yeah, we'll
no, I'm not defending. I have been in contact with him.
You can't defend the indefensible.
That's right.
It'd be nice to Supervisor Skileski. He isn't losing a daughter. He's gaining a son, right?
Yes, sure.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Wow. There was no context. Your wife posted the picture. I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah.
She posted a lot of pictures of your girls.
It ain't me getting.
Is he a keeper? You like he approves?
Oh, yeah. So
did he call you and ask you first?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He didn't call me.
I saw you in person.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
When were they? Because aren't they all away?
Yeah. No, it was during summer.
Okay.
So are you?
We're good. All right.
Okay.
Adjourn. Move next door. Planning development.